Testing.
Greetings, everyone. This is Patrick Perdue. And let me tell you, I'm sick of this. I am absolutely sick of this gig. Actually, I'm just sick. These blind bargains people, they run me to the ground all year long. I have to fix what they record, make it sound as good as it can be made to sound. And this is what I get at the end of the year, at the start of the new year. This, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, great, there's a dog. This just keeps getting better and better. These are not optimal working conditions. You know what? Let me just fast forward to a time when I'm not so sick and there's no... Well, it's been a few days since that last recording, and my voice is still broken, and I'm still sick, and things just aren't quite right. Which is a perfect metaphor for this show, actually. This is the BB Cast 205, the outtake show for 2019. I'm Patrick Perdue, at least what's left of me after they run me to the ground for a year. Still coughing and hacking and making lots of really terrible noises, and oh, you'll hear some of that on this show, actually. Not from me, but from other people. But you know, I'm gonna do something a little different this year. Of course, I've got interesting outtakes from 2019, but I've also got a bunch of them from 2014 that nobody has ever heard. Yes, it's been 5 years since the BBQ started in the current configuration, and as a majority of the people you've heard here also came from the old Cero podcast network, and there were a bunch of outtakes from 2014 that no one ever heard, I figure I might as well stick some of the better ones into this one, because hey, why not? So when you hear this sound, you'll know it's a current outtake, and when you hear this one... Yeah, remember that old one? Yeah, that one. When you hear that sound, you'll know that you're hearing something from 2014. Okay, enough talking, because it's actually pretty hard to do that. Let's hear some outtakes. Here we go. Yeah, not really a great intro, but I don't really care.
Patrick, how do I sound?
You sound like you did last time.
Okay, well, that's good. That means, because you said that was the best
than you did any other time before that.
That's what you said. So I think this is the first intro to a interview where Patrick hasn't yelled at me. So this is good.
I'm sure I can figure out something if you want.
That's true.
You're a person. Stop it.
Stop being a person.
Yes, stop it.
Okay.
Who's paying for these minutes?
Who's paying for this server?
Domino's. See you in the Supreme Court, everybody. All right. Right, recording, and Ira Brief interview for 189 in 3, 2. Welcome, everyone, and welcome. Let me try that. I'm
That's
out
awesome.
Of practice. Yes.
Welcome and welcome.
And
I
welcome
like it.
Welcome,
and
welcome. Welcome.
Did I
welcome.
Mention?
You've got mail.
Welcome.
3, 2.
Testing. Pull it back a little more. Testing. Testing. Okay. Testing. There you go. Testing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we should probably talk about podcasting.
Yeah, we probably
should.
Or
maybe actually record a podcast.
Let's do that.
It's Patrick's fault. He said he wasn't ready.
He did.
Yeah, well, I've been recording for the last 6 minutes. Where you been?
Yeah, that was a little okay. while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
There, got that
throat,
done
friends,
for the obligatory hackage.
Hackage.
All right.
About every outfit you're thinking.
It is. It is. Winter hasn't even arrived yet. Man.
It's like Jeez. Yawning. You hear somebody else do it.
Yeah, you do, actually. It's like, oh, I need to do that. Yeah. Okay.
Just leave them all in one day and see if anybody notices.
That would be funny.
Oh, yeah.
No editing of throat clears, mouth noises, or nothing. Just leave
yeah.
them all.
Yeah. And then it'd be
oh,
like...
Yeah.
And people would now. Actually be like... They wouldn't think you didn't edit. They would actually think... Were you guys just having a bad day? You know,
yeah.
I don't think
yeah,
you don't think
I
about
know.
That gets edited out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or they'd say, you guys suck all of a sudden.
Yeah. We always have. You just didn't know.
Yes, you just exactly. didn't know it. Thanks to our behind-the-scenes editing peoples.
Yeah.
Consulting services available at PND Audio.
Yeah,
if you want not to sound like this.
Don't use Skype.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skype is useless.
Play with that today, by the way.
Yes, that's right, it is. I forgot about that.
Testing. Okay. All right.
Testing. One, two.
Yeah. Yay. Oh, yeah. Yay. Yeah, yay.
Totally that. Totally that.
Welcome that's to just the quiet wrong. Store. Okay, that's just wrong.
Coming up on the quiet storm.
That's for Patrick.
That's what it was for. Gonna be pee everywhere because that's what we're into now. Totally on the quiet storm.
What?
Don't mind me. What? I'm doing robot chicken. I'm totally into robot chicken. There we go.
Pee everywhere. I don't want
to. Don't mind it. It's South Park starts tonight. I'm there.
That's disgusting. Okay.
Well, I'm not disagreeing. It's a joke. It doesn't mean to be, doesn't reflect who we are as people, Jay. It's just a joke.
There's no we. There is no we in this.
And that will never make it to the outtake show. It'll just be in Patrick's private library until it comes out. One day.
It's there. It's there. It is there. Mark this one. Okay. 193.3. Slate cut. Two.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to episode 180 of the Blind Bargains cast. Hey, no fooling here. It's JJ and I, and we're going to get rolling right into what we think are some hot takes off of Google I.O. We both watched the keynote just a couple of hours ago. And then we've got an interview, Mr. Minow?
No. We do. Hold on one second. What the heck is the name of the thing?
which thing? The Google the Nest
jerky,
Hub?
The jerky thing.
Oh.
Turn it. Jerky gliding jerky? Eagle, right? It's Gliding Eagle, right?
Patrick? Patrick. Patrick, do you walk away?
No, not really.
I think it's Gliding Eagle. There it is. Thank you. Three, two, one. Yes, we do. Like I mentioned before, I went on an interview recording binge. And I was adjusting things. 3, 2, 1. Yes, we do. As I mentioned before, I kind of went on an interview recording binge a few weeks back, and we're still going through those. And one more. You ready?
As long as she stops squeaking in the chair, we're good.
Who's she?
Hey, Siri. Text Ricky Enger.
What do you want to say?
Your chair squeaks.
I don't hear it. Ready to
send it? Yes.
Oh, I do hear it.
Okay, it's sent.
Wow, I can hear that. Is it like right next door to you?
No, she's above me.
Oh.
She's straight above me. And she loves her new chair, but
need some WD-40.
She's tried a couple of things. They're like grease and stuff and
grease and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't work for long because that woman can tear up a chair. Love her dearly. Okay. You were leading?
Sure.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome. Am I clipping myself? I'm clipping myself. Okay, there we go.
And you still are, actually, a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm there.
Yep.
There, that better?
Almost. Go down some more.
How about there?
Do more things.
Hello? Hello?
You're still on the edge a little bit, actually.
Why is it so close?
There you go. That's good.
But I don't have it moved at all.
That's because you're not Joe.
All right, I'll back off a little bit. There we go.
Okay.
Now that you did all that. Okay. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Greetings and salutations. No, I'm not doing all that. 3, 2, 1. Hey, how's it going, folks? Blind Bargains cast 200. All right, this is Android at Android Show, Android That 31 episode, and this is August 2014.
And I think we're ready to do this.
With lots of hiss. Yeah.
Well, it didn't increase it my much. So that's good.
Welcome to Sarah Talk Podcast 203 for June the... Sorry, I honestly don't know. It's the 16th.
I was waiting for it, too. I couldn't remember.
I was literally...
You know, I don't.
And I could hear you, like, your cadence was slightly slower, and I knew that you were either distracted or trying to think of something.
Whoops. All right. I think we're good now. It is the 16th.
Yeah, well, enough like giving him one right off the bat at the top of the recording.
Hey, why not?
Hey, we haven't talked in a long time about how few outtakes we have. Yeah, we should know. We're behind on that.
We can fix that.
ATI 2019. 3, 2, 1.
All right.
If I have a problem, we can interrupt the session.
Of course, yeah. We can. If something comes up... We can,
okay. Normally it's only the dogs here, but I have
the dog starts. We have an outtake show at the end of the year. If the dog starts barking, they'll make an appearance on the outtake show.
Okay, fine. Then I see you around. No problems. No. Do this interview.
If you want to leave our listeners listening to you some parting thoughts or an overlying. Underlying message. What would be the? How would you sum up the current state of things and what people should expect this year?
Sorry, we need a break. I haven't understand all the things you ask me now.
Good. I didn't like how I wrote that. Essentially, I'm asking. I'll ask it again. But I'm asking you just kind of to sum up your thoughts. Like a closing thought for everyone. You know, like what about the future and. Does that make more sense?
Okay, I'll
ask it again.
Now I understand. Yes, okay. Sorry. My English is not so perfect.
I kind of really made the question confusing.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Now we might be on the outtake show. Congratulations. All right, 3, 2.
All right. Dave Wilkinson, Wilkinson, and your title?
Master of the Universe!
Frape. Right. How much have you had to drink today?
This is all just the endorphins from riding a bike. Director of sales.
Oh yeah,
director of sales.
Ha! Oh jeez. Okay. All right, you ready to go?
I am ready to go. I was just bringing pods over here so that we can.
Oh, you're fine. I'm just gonna keep.
Okay.
So, okay, here we go. And I know this is a weird angle for Patrick, but oh well, this is how it is. Because I need to record this thing.
Right.
This thing. Okay.
That thing.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
I have these names from the past, but it's just easier to do them again. So say your names, spell them, and titles and all that.
Okay, so Dave Williams, I am the chair of the Brailis Foundation. And Brailis, we're spelling B. R-A-I-L-L-I-S-T-S.
Okay.
And Ed Rogers, E-D-R-O-G-E-R-S. I'm the Managing Director of Bristol Braille Technology.
All right. Ready to go. What's your title of the Braille list again?
I'm the Chair.
Chair.
Of the
okay.
I'm the Chair of the Braille
gotcha.
Foundation.
Okay.
This is not about, I don't know if it confuses things. I've recently started working with RNIB, but... King of the North. King of the North. Popcorn eater, occasional runner. You don't have to mention any of that.
Here we go.
I'm doing the New York Marathon, you know.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, very cool.
I'll let you know.
All right. If you finish, I hope. All right.
Yeah.
It's going way farther than I would. All right, here we go. 3, 2. CSUN 2019 in the Blind Bargain Suite, and I am thrilled to once again welcome back Ed Rogers from... Here we go again. What's your title?
So he's Bristol Braille Technology. Yeah. I'm the Braille.
What's your title? What's your title at Bristol?
Managing Director.
Sorry.
He's MD.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah.
3, 2. CSUN 2019 in the Blind Bargain Suite. I'm thrilled to once back welcome Ed Rogers, who is the managing director of Bristol Braille. Yes, the Canute, Dave Williams from the Braillist. If people want to get more information, stay up to date, perhaps buy one of these things when it comes out, what would be the best way to do that?
Oh, really?
You're just working on updates, apparently. Okay, I'll try it again.
You've got people in the corridor as well.
People what?
You've got people in the corridor as well. Somebody's on the call.
Yeah, it's not going to... I don't think it's going to pick that up. Let me shut the door, though. For the last all-important question, the one that spent like 10 minutes trying to decide how to...
I thought you were going to come to me to remind people what the Canute is.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Didn't do that.
Maybe we switch to Dave first, so it doesn't sound like, who's this guy again?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Okay, so, all right, you're right. I totally forgot about that. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to stop the file, that way I can explain this.
Actually, let's talk a little bit about Office, because there is a big change that you are making to try to get a little more direct information and enhance the experience, especially in Microsoft Word currently. How is that working?
So we have, sort of two projects on that. One is that Microsoft has invested a lot of time and effort into exposing...
Hold on, you kind of went off the mic there. I'm not sure.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, his mic
dropped.
Yeah.
Oh. It's a bit loose. Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead and restart that answer.
So, yes, there's sort of two projects going on, I suppose. Microsoft has sort of put a lot of time and investment.
Since we started seeing AI, I'm really excited to see that. I feel the industry is moving in this direction now. So image captioning or some of the other technologies we have was unique at the time that we brought it out.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel like this is a small industry, and if we can introduce these ideas and see it appear in so many other places, then that's a success as well, because all the products...
Go ahead. Hang on. I'll just leave it running. I'll go answer it. Edit point! Coming!
And Jay's actually also recording, but...
Oh, I'm really sorry.
No probs. You didn't know. So we'll just wait a sec.
That was a hard question, so it's good they got interrupted.
That was a think question anyway, so... It's one of those...
Can I move to the other room, am I good?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
Hello, sorry for your intermission.
No worries.
The table is full of microphones now, by the way. So...
Said JJ's recording in here.
Yeah, no, he's outside. Oh, he's on the couch outside. Right, now we know why we have that couch. All right, thanks.
It's the largest bank in the UK and top three in Europe, so it's a huge, huge bank.
You're still breaking up a little bit there.
So it's
is he breaking up to you, Will?
Yeah. Okay, let me just try.
Oh yeah.
If I can find another.
Okay.
Can I be in the bathroom?
Yes. If it's working in the bathroom.
Yeah, I think so. I'll try.
Is it?
Maybe.
Yes.
Sorry, you probably heard that. The internet is super bad, so I'm in the bathroom right now.
Really?
Actually.
Alex, do you have a like a shirt or like a jacket you could put over your head?
Is this better? No, I have the mic in the shirt.
Yeah, because the surfaces are really reflective.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The internet cut out on the first floor where the conference room is,
great.
There's just too much noise in the actual office space. So I hope that this.
Okay.
The first interview you've done in the bathroom?
Probably not. Knowing JJ's,
I mean, you might be the first person that's admitted
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Oh shit, and you're recording already. Oh my god.
No. Okay, everything else, everything up to this point was off record. Off the record.
If the sound is alright, I'm good in here.
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's hard to say what's going on in Google Books, what's going on, you know, with Google Pay. Each one of these has their own session and a lot of things happening around it.
I like, by the way, where was I going with this?
I don't know. It was stalling for you.
3, 2, 1. I do like, by the way, you mentioned Edge, the new beta of Edge, which uses Chromium. So in other words, it's pretty much using Chrome now.
It's always a good time. Joseph Lee, and that's a great session to catch because he does so much in the community.
Yep. But, and for those who are not familiar, it's an entirely remote contest or con. Somebody, I'm going to redo that. 3, 2, 1. And those 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Patrick. Those who are not familiar, it's a completely remote conference, so you don't have to go anywhere for NVIDIA Con.
Microsoft announced a video game controller with a Braille display. In fact, they patented the idea, which is really, really awesome. For those who don't know, the Xbox has had Narrator on board since 2015, and it was kind of one of the reasons why I bought an Xbox and why I buy kind of Xbox games first on all my systems over here. Yeah, I'd like to see Braille. You know, what's your biggest feature? Yeah, I want to read Braille on my Xbox. I can? Oh, now I got to come up with a new joke.
Sorry, I'm a little lost because of the Ember alert. Are you? Should I segue us into Lego?
Yeah, you can.
You
can throw in your APH Braille thingies, toys, and stuff. You can go from there. And then, because we've talked about it before. And remember the Lego Brailer, the Braille-io.
Oh, yeah. 3, 2, 1. You're doing all this high-tech gaming. It's really cool stuff.
Of course, that's where you would need Braille and an understanding of math. I put a story here knowing full well that I suck at math. We have established this over the years. And so, hey, Jay, look, there's a story about math and Benetech.
Hey, oh, look, math share. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, do you want me to read this? I was so stuck on the last.
Yeah, this is a grant-funded initiative.
Okay.
By Benetech that helps students show their thought process while actually working on math problems. So show your work, which is kind of neat. They're seeking beta testers.
I can't get the link to work. Oh, there it is. Come on. Come on. Oh, it's a Google Doc. Is this our survey of the week? Wait, there was one below our survey of the
week. No, I have two more after that.
I can't get this come up. Oh, because you have http://.
Oh, no, that was stolen from Dean. So
I don't blame Dean. Come on.
Cut.
No. You can't.
That was directly from Top Dot. So
they're emailing him links. So this is let's make math accessible for all students.
I don't check Dean's links.
So we're just going to do this. Hey, if you are a math person, they just want your name and email and what your type of accommodation is that you need, Braille, screen reader, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Coming up
Thank
next.
Thank you to... go ahead.
You do that.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I forgot where I was going.
I think you were thinking Patrick.
I just made it. Yeah. It just made Patrick's life easier for outtakes. 3, 2, 1. We also want to be able to thank as well our friends over at Aira, AIRA.com. Oh no, I just made a great one for Patrick. Oh no. I hadn't done Jamie. We've infected each other. Fast.
I think so.
All right. 3, 2. AIRA.io.
Okay, here we go. Well, hey there.
this is JJ, and I do actually exist. I was just in Columbus most of this week, so I wasn't around for recording the show. So thanks, Joe and Jamie. I really appreciate it. That's awesome. But I am still here to tell you about this week's Ira Game of Words. Three. Hey there, it's JJ. Hey there, it's JJ. I was out of town for much of this week, so I wasn't able to join in for the regular part of the show. So thank you so much to Joe and Jamie for doing that. But I came back just in time to catch this week's Ira Game of Words. This is week four. To navigate, to find your gate, to navigate to your gate, find your luggage, or browse other airport services. We still have our accessible battery pack, the portable battery pack called Energrid. It's accessible by both vibrating. Or beeping to let you know how much is left in the battery. Anywhere from 1 to 4 vibrations or beeps tells you how much battery is left in the power bank. Welcome to another Blind Bargain special sponsored podcast. Summer Convention 2019. It wouldn't be a convention without Ira and Greg Stilson, director of product for VP of product, right?
For now.
For now. 3, 2. Welcome back, everyone. A special convention podcast from Blind Bargains and Ira. Well, thanks so much, Greg, for coming. Well, hold on, before we continue, anything else you want to mention to slip in?
Trying to think. Jeff, did I miss anything else? Jeff is tuned off.
You ran him away.
Sorry. No, that's great. Greg, maybe you can actually just mention that that you can use Ira in all the casinos in Vegas.
Yeah, I was wondering. Okay, that is official now. Okay.
That is official. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yep. Okay, cool.
3, 2, 1. One more thing before we go. Speaking of, well, maybe not saving money, spending money, gambling on money. I was wondering if that was actually going to be possible with IRA, if they were going to allow that because of the security. You have news on that?
Yeah. So thanks to a great advocacy job by the National Federation of the Blind and our own IRA team here, we are happy to say that on the Strip, IRA has officially been approved as a comedy. I'm going to restart that.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Yeah, thanks to a great advocacy job by the National Federation of the Blind and some of the folks here at IRA, I'm really excited to say that
if you're listening to the audio, make sure you go to blindbargains.com, head over to this particular interview, and then I'll have an addendum to the interview from Andrew himself.
Well, that's not from me. It'd be from Robert Panetta. He's the product manager for the Victor. Okay.
After a day like today, the ability to go home is pretty great.
Home field advantage.
Exactly.
Okay, I am recording, and just because, Laura, give me your spelling of your name and your title for the podcast show notes.
Laura Legendary, L-E-G-E-N-D-A-R-Y.
And what's your title?
Owner.
She says with confidence.
Yeah, owner, payer of bills.
Don't let mom hear that.
Payer of bills.
Yeah. I like that. That's a good one. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2. So yeah. If someone sends you a text with a picture in it, will you be able to see the picture within?
Yeah, it'll show up on the screen. On the screen. And one of the awesome features that I want to mention too is our camera. That reminded me.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Las Vegas. Joe has taken time away from the very long lines in the food court to come over here and talk about at a tone of 3, 2. Let me just retake that. See, it's much harder than it looks. So, all right. 3, 2.
That 100% of our profits are going back to retinal research to cure blindness, and we love to partner with organizations that employ blind individuals.
Awesome. So you're not only just buying clothes that will make you feel good, you're also giving back to the community, which we all can make some. 3, 2, 1.
Blast.
Okay, Patrick, before we started, I was regaling Jason with this lovely story of EOL. So
You could begin the gnashing of teeth now. We are in a coffee shop, so there's ambience. I'm putting it so we're hard left, hard right, and you can minimize middle as best you can. Spot safe material. It's all French
Sorry,
music.
Patrick.
It's better than standing. Well, no, you would probably say not, but it's better than standing in the actual casino. Although I did think about standing next to the Wheel of Fortune machine. Oh, dude, so we can get the vowel noises. That'd be great. That'd be great.
Oh, that's great.
All right, Jason, let me get a spelling of your name and your title for the show notes, please.
Sure, it's Jason Greaves, J-S-O-N, and then Greaves is G-R-I-E, V as in Victor, E-S.
As you can tell, the red light is on, so that means we're recording. That's the beauty of this one.
There it is. Yep, I see it.
3, 2, 1. In a quieter, less outtake. 3, 2, 1. In a quieter, more subdued part of the Mandalay Bay, Joe here with Jason Greaves of Microsoft.
Yes, and red light means that we're recording, so that way everybody knows.
Yeah, last time, JJ, he forgot to press the record button. You can. I hope you get that in there.
I have green eyes on that red light. One of these eyes.
Patrick keeps all those stories for the outtake show at the end of the year.
Right.
It's really good. You might find yourself in the outtake show and never realize you're in the outtake show. So the red light, I always tell people who can see, so that way they know if we're talking on mic, off mic, you know, and I don't want anybody to be surprised. Okay, so I'm going to start with my left. Please say your spelling of your name and your title for the show notes.
My name is Will Butler, W-I-L-L-B-U-T-L-E-R. My title is VP, Community, I'd be my eyes.
There you go.
My name is Alexander Howarslev Jensen, and I'm the CCO, and it's spelled A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, new word, H-A-U-E-R-S-L-E-V, new word, J-E-N-S-E-N.
I'm Christian Effort, CEO, as C-H-R-I-S-T-R-A-N, the word E-R-F-U-R-T.
And it's important because I think I know I have Alexander's in a file that I most copy.
Yeah. It's a little long.
It's really funny because I'll go through show notes and go, wait a minute, let me type it in our search engine.
Once you know how to spell his name, that's when you know we've been on the podcast enough times.
Turn on Do Not Disturb. My watch kept going off.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. APH can wait. Okay, so...
Yeah, so we've got about 15 minutes.
Well, to record,
and then...
We'll go as best we can. I may text them in a little bit to get them to... So, all right? Okay. 3, 2.
Yeah, I think that this is like... privacy and... Sorry, we just got...
No worries. This is how outtakes happen. It's totally how outtakes happen. That's kind of cool. Let me actually take a moment too and let them know that I'm coming in a little later on that note.
Yeah. Was that from 2 hours ago?
Yeah.
Hey, it was a good thing you were back.
We asked for another chair about 2 hours ago.
We did a podcast with two blind brothers, and we requested it at 12 o'clock, so just on time.
I'll be about 5 to 10 minutes late getting down from my interview I'm doing now, period. Just giving you guys a warning, I will be there, period. Just hang out for about 5, period. Awesome. It's like Joe Strichey and all of those cats. Like, I don't want to talk about Daredevil.
Okay, ready?
3, 2. This is our first take.
Yes, it really is.
Professionals, walk it in. Do it like this. Sideshow.
Show you how it's done, kid.
ACB 2014 coverage. Special number one, take one. In 3, 2. Ready for the third
feedback.
One?
Feedback. Okay. Yes. Oh, it's not feedback. It's coverage.
No,
yes.
It is ACB 2014. All right. Ready? Okay.
Good news, everyone.
Yes. Welcome to the world of tomorrow. I can do that really well if I put my mind to it. All right.
Yes.
ACB 23. Yes, back in time. ACB 2014 Special 3 in 3, 2.
I'm here at ACB 2014, and I'm speaking with Karen from NLS. And Karen, what is your position?
I'm the director of NLS.
Oh, okay. Very good. That's kind of embarrassing. Let me do that again. I also apologize.
It's okay.
3. Oh, that'll be a great outtake for our audio guys at the end of the year. I see it coming. 3. 2.
You can get them, and they will come in the mail with an SD card, and it will have your instructions. So you don't have Peter Brady voice change. Gotta love it. I picked up a wicked sore throat. It's good fun. Okay. So you don't have to wait to get those instructions read or just figure it out. They come with tutorials that really sympathize?
Okay. Sympathize.
That really simplify things.
Coming up after the break, I'm going to the dogs. A story that only Ricky can talk about, and a movie Joe can't wait to watch, right here on Sarah Talk Podcast 179. Wait, no, 197, sorry.
Number dyslexia.
That came out of my mouth. I was like, that ain't right. That is not right at all.
Number dyslexia.
And I heard what you said, and I still hadn't figured out there's something wrong with that, Steve. And I don't quite know what.
Okay. All right here. Okay. See if you can get the same breath pattern. All right here.
Let's see. 3, 2, 1. All right here on Sarah Talk Podcast 197.
Nah, retake it. It came too high.
Yep. I think so.
I thought so too.
3, 2. Well, coming up after the Blake 3, that's nice. Blake.
Blake.
Hey, Blake is on the show. Blake Shelton, everybody.
All right.
Well, coming up after the break, hold on.
Things, stuff, and more stuff.
Yes.
Well, coming up after the break, we're going to discuss what happened on September 9th and pick up some pieces that have happened since Buddy and Jamie talked about things on 2010. The mailbag, and then we're going to talk about hold music and did anybody ever think it would get to the place it was? All that and a lot more. And, an interview on Windows Phone. Find out more about that after the break on Sarah Talk 211.
You said 2010.
Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute, what is 2010? I was like,
I can retake that whole thing. I didn't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
3, 2.
Go. Okay, the record button is mashed.
Really?
It is.
All right, mashed buttons. They are delicious.
Ah, yes. And humans have gross mouth noises. I'm surprised Patrick hasn't, created a band.
Gross mouth noises playing at convention?
Boris and the gross mouth noises.
We've given him an idea now. Now, on the diphthong. Sibilance. 3, 2.
Well, hello there. Thank you for calling Jones the Grocer. Welcome to Jones the Grocer. For catering inquiry, please visit our website. Our new menu is now available across all stores in the UAE. Our working hours are Sunday to Thursday, 8 to 6. We are talking about food, obviously. Hey, I sent you the wrong file, so I recorded a bunch more real quick, and I'm resending it. Sorry about that. Direct from Las Vegas, it's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2019. I'm just being silly. Sorry I sent you that wrong file. Thank you, man. Let me know.
This is supposedly the Blind Bargains cast.
A lot of new game apps for Android, a new phone for Steve, and just a lot more. And your mailbag all coming up. So stay tuned to episode 29 of That Android Show. But first, the latest Android news.
Is that what the new Linkin Park album sounds like?
In the only end, the Android news doesn't matter.
it's when you did the symbols that I went there.
Yeah, no.
Chrome 35.
There's a vendor that there are a couple of vendors I didn't interview. Either it wasn't conducive to the audio, which was really, really loud in the exhibit hall, as Jake
and Delia. Yes, a bit.
Yeah, but we might get them on later on another show. One of those was Seize the Day Innovations. Huh. And I wasn't sure what it was. And Kyle was with me. We took the teenager. We made it a working vacation. So we kind of had a low profile because we were out doing family things outside of convention. But Kyle and I walked up to this one. And what they were offering was a
Robin Williams?
Raised.
Oh.
You threw me what? Three?
I said Robin Williams?
No. Three, two. I totally sidetracked because I'm trying to say this right on this thing. Okay. Three, two. What they had was this raised plastic grid-like thing. And at first I was like, wow, this is, you know, hexagonal. It's weird. What is it's like a giant bathroom tile. What do you do?
And again, check out that sponsored audio with Joe and Dave. Back in the feed, it would be the one right before this one in the podcast feed.
Correction, Joe and Joe. Retake. Joe and Michelle.
Oh.
It was Joe Streche and Michelle. Ah, so
Three, two.
As said earlier, Greg Stilson from IRA is with me, and we're going to talk about this land break. Now, let me try this one more time.
Landbreaking.
Podcast Rust. There we go. Take two, three, two, one. Hey, everyone. Greg, no, I haven't done this in so long. All right, no. Now I just gave Patrick like half of the outtake show. Take three.
It's kind of slow this year.
Yeah, it really is. I know.
It's okay. I'll drop my AirPods again and we'll...
That worked out so well last time.
That was wonderful.
Three, two.
Live. Apps. Settings. 8 of 8. Apps. Home. 2 of 8.
Three, two. So let me slow down the speech a little bit, and I'll go over to the voice view settings and actually show you what's there in the time that I'm going to. Three, two. I'll show you what's in the voice view settings. So this is all done by a remote. The model that I have actually doesn't even exist anymore. Amazon was kind enough to send this to me last year. This is a Fire TV 3rd edition. It's a Cube... Three, two. It's a flat box that's pretty much a square with a micro USB on one corner and a little HDMI. Three, two. So the model I have here is one that doesn't even exist anymore. It's a Amazon Fire TV 3rd edition. It's a little square box with a micro USB on one corner and HDMI. What's going on in that? Three. I'm leaving all these in for you, Patrick. There you go. Three. So the model I have is a Fire TV 3rd edition. Amazon was nice enough to provide this to us. We really do appreciate that. This one's a little square. They don't even make this one anymore, but the other models that are out now are very similar. This is a 3rd edition Fire TV. It's a little square, micro USB on one corner, HDMI on another corner, a little dongle. The HDMI is a little cord that hangs off of this thing. Micro USB is a port.
But it was a great way to be able to walk around and have another way to identify where you were in the exhibit hall.
Hold on 1 second. Here comes the groceries. Yep.
Yeah, I heard the background. I tried to BS it, and I just ran out of
air. Hold
on
1 second.
And I was afraid I'd cut out again.
But yeah, I'll pick up on that 1 second.
Some shows are just snake bit, and some shows provide Patrick with more than what he needs for the year's outtake show. This would be one of those shows.
Sorry. You're good. Oh, quick. We don't want your meat sitting out. Nobody wants to see your meat. What? Press it.
Make sure you hit on the Apple Remain Free. I didn't hit that part.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to. We'll probably be done in like a half hour or so.
Oh, that's the FS cast story. You didn't delete that.
I thought I deleted it. You didn't. You must have didn't pull up the.
Well, I'll close the dock and come back in.
Yeah. You good? Okay. Are you good? You got one more. Oh, eggs. Don't drop the eggs.
Sounds good. What are we making?
Okay, cool. I appreciate the...
All right. You didn't have Big Ben on your fantasy team, did you?
Nope. I have Hunter Henry, who's hurt. And this is scary. My entire fantasy team is relying on the Cleveland defense. Well, actually, mine is. I'm relying on them to do shitty because I'm ahead by 14, and that's what my opponent has tonight.
Go Jets is what you're saying.
Go Jets. Understand. I know. It's a little scary.
That's not a good bet.
Well, I know. But 14's a lot, so we're open. So I'll put that on after this.
It all depends who shows up.
14. Three, two, one. Yeah, so this is version 3 of the app, of the Way Around app. Oh, and by the way, I'm doing a ship to order.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, again,
this is not familiar. This is not a rerun. Although I think it's actually going to arrive soon. So
phones are available black, white, orange. Come in a range of 64 and 128 gigabytes. Does that size bother you? Or are you still in the... Oh, sure he is. Oops. He killed it. Oh, the order beat us. No. Hey, Google. What's the score in the Astros game?
The Astros won 4-1 yesterday against the Yankees.
The rest of the way later.
The question, right?
You there?
Right. You let me into the question, right?
I still gonna lead you back.
Okay. Oh, I don't know if you recorded that or okay. Word for you, do it.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
3, 2. The phones come in black, white, and orange. They also come in flavors of 64 gig and 128. Does the 128 size bother you?
I mean, I just got my groceries.
I see that they beat. They beat the podcast this time.
I didn't have as many items.
But, you know, you got to do something to justify all that cost. Like you said, it's some high-level math. And I'll be back in a moment. There I am. 3, 2. Well, you know, you got to do something to justify that cost. Like you said, it's some high-level math. You have to apply, I don't know, calculus. You have to think about how much you have to travel. Do you fly into this airport? How far away is this in an Uber? And does it cost this much? So Math Blaster could help you with all that. You could build up your math skills.
Braille Blaster, Math Blaster. I mean, it almost seems like it's Math Blaster with the latest release. I am terrible with pronouncing that. The latex or whatever. What's the correct? Do we know the correct pronunciation of that?
Graphic support late. Hold on. Right. Thermoform. What are we?
No, the latex. The math code.
Latex math features. You didn't even list it here. Oh no, I have to actually. Oh no. No, I don't know. Well, here, let me retake that whole thing. Thank you, Google. Good night. 3, 2. Well, you know, you're right. You have to justify the cost of these things, and it could be a lot of money and time. And would that include a certain spice made of an orange object? You know, the P word. Patrick has the S word for that Microsoft product that you can talk to, and you now have the P word. We're running out of words. You're taking all the words. Three, two. Change subscription voice to one. Okay, thank you. Reformatted subscription desktop 2. The hell is going on with that?
Are you sending your desktop video?
No, I'm not. That's really weird. Icky. All right, 3, 2, 1. So Patrick has this S word thing, and you have now the P word. We're running out of words. We're losing all the words because we have words we can't say around here, and you know, about certain spiced flavored things that Stan Luttrell tells us about. I agree with you about spam. That's just pumpkin spice spam. Ew. Whatever. Okay. So I just said pumpkin spice. Ew. 3, 2, 1.
We're going to use Skype.
Yeah, almost. 3, 2, 1. Another person who bought Envision AI.
Hey, Google, play the 1812 Overture.
1812 Overture by Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky. Sure. Playing on Google Play Music.
Now, this is an old school Google Home. In fact, I think it was the first one we bought when they originally came out. And that's a mono speaker. And this is beautiful classical music. I want to hear it somewhere better. How about my two Google Home Max pair that we could hear that a lot better on, even with this recorder that I'm using. Hey, Google. Send that to TARDIS.
My apologies. I don't understand.
Hey, Google. Play that on TARDIS.
Okay, I'll play it on TARDIS.
So as you can tell, it just stopped playing here, and it's now actually playing in the room where we started this recording. We'll come on back into where the Google Home is. where it isn't playing. Well, that's nice. Patrick, I'll redo this. Hey, Google, stop casting. Please, cat, get out of the way. I know you want to be on a podcast. I know you want to be on the podcast. Making outtakes. 3, 2, 1. Now, another great thing that Google has added, which is just recent, is the ability to play media in various places.
Okay. Here we go. 3, 2. We've had some discussion on this show about Home Hub. I feel like, am I clipping this? Okay. Yeah. He probably could build the entire Outtech show from other years and no one would even know. Probably.
and it still would be of the same quality that you would hear in a normal Outtech show. Probably right there. Mm-hmm. Blind Shell is what we talked about at the beginning of the program. It is a phone that you could use that Jay said. It has buttons.
Yes.
And so much more. I can't wait for everyone to learn more about this. So let's go ahead and take a shot at listening to the demo that Jay's going to give for us on. I want to redo that whole thing. There's an outtake right there. 3. Two. And I think that ties into the previous story a little bit about what Android is or what it's becoming. And certainly we don't know what's already happening with Sundar Pichai, the new CEO for Microsoft. That seems to be coming really soon.
Microsoft CEO?
Nutella?
No, that's...
Nutella. Oh, thank you. Yeah. All right, let me back up. So, Patrick, cut.
Satya Nutella.
Thank you. I just put the Android chief in charge of Microsoft. I was.
Yeah, that was kind of cute. That was like,
yeah, I made news, right?
Well, it's just like Johnny Ive got taken his and then profile got put right back up.
Yeah, that was I love that was a story in iMore. No, he's still there.
No, he don't freak out. People quit.
A web developer sneezed. Everybody lost their shit. 3, 2, 1.
All right, there, cool. And your tip.
Okay. Let me remember how to do this real quick.
It has a headphone jack.
It's over here. It is settings. It is cellular. And then it is. Cellular data. Did they change it? Oh, it's under cellular.
Normal selected, 1 of 3. Vibration not silent, not selected, 3 of 3. Call 1 of 9. Call 1 of 9. 1 new notification. 7:10 p.m. October 28th,
29.
Call.
There it is. Okay.
Turn off the phone. 9 of 9. Call 1 of 9.
Oh, hold on. I'll... Put that away.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Many of you might know that there is a lovely feature called low power mode in iOS.
Send your tips to feedback@blindbargains.com.
Calcute.
Look at the date that this particular email came in, Jay. Look, it's like
star untitled week. Notepad dial. Really? Don't save button. Studio team.
Sorry, I'm trying to get
OS ticket. Studio team.
I got to get something to drink.
Okay, he's gone.
This is the part where we confuse Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you have.
We need a song for that.
Oh, no, you have.
Three.
I'm already working on a song. I can't do a second one.
Understood. 200th episode. Here we go.
Okay. Goodbye. He's gone.
Welcome back, everyone, to Serotalk 213. And that noise you hear is mailbag scraping the bottom of the barrel for stories because there is just not a lot out. Apple has kind of sucked the vacuum and air. Let me take that again. Three, two. We've switched it from suck to blow space balls. Sorry.
Yes. Well, I was saying suck the vacuum. That just suck sounds the vacuum. Like a
suck the magic vacuum.
Suck the vacuum. Suck yes. The vacuum.
You really don't like it. Oh, crap. All right. Sarah Talk 213. Coming back. Break two. Break one. That thing in three, two.
Let's see. Where to put the mailbag at?
I do not know, madam.
Come on, mailbag. Get over here.
Let's go. Up in the truck. Let's go.
Jump the truck. Come go for a ride.
Going to take you out to the forest where you're going to be out to see all the other mailbags at the farm. Run, run free, go boy. Get in the truck. Then you come home and mailbag's waiting for you on the front door.
That's right.
Hey, where you been?
A mailbag found its way home from 220 miles away. Like one of those stories of the cat just randomly turned up.
Ad for home again.
There's a later post with letters to the edit. Yes.
Okay. Outtake number one for 2014.
And it happens sometime.
Tag that, Tara Patrick.
That is awesome. I like that. It's going to be my new phrase for a while.
And now you can turn your microphone back on.
Judy.
Nailed it.
Judy Dixon.
What?
Oh, man.
He said nailed it.
I got nailed it.
Nailed it. Nailed it. That's nailed right. Sound it. Off. Sound off, yeah. Judy.
Judy nailed it, all right. It's a great big post here about some of the alternatives and testing they did to cut the cord.
And where'd it go? It's like five pages down on this document. Oh.
Oh, shit, it did.
So I didn't see
that. How did that happen?
I really pity the person who has to edit.
Oh, it copied. Okay, Zoom text broke, and so I had to do this through NVDA and magnifier. Control end and come up.
Three, two, one. Yes, we were asking you listeners to write in if you have experiences with audio description on various platforms. You can email feedback. blindbargains.com for your tips. Let me redo that. Three. Did you want to say something before I did that?
Jin Denim writes in. Let me redo that. Three. Web.
Hold on. Okay. Three, two.
Hello, you Blind Bargains listeners. This is David Ward bringing you another Amazon Echo tip. And now we'll hand it back to JJ and Joe. Okay. All right, Darcy. Moving right along to episode 65. No, that was 65. See, I told you I get myself mixed up. Listening to RRS was episode 65. We're now going to move along to episode. Alexa, what time is it? We're going to listen to episode number, I think I labeled this 65 too. That wasn't right. Pretty sure this is 66, Darcy, so you might just need to check me. I wrote it down here in these notes wrong. So, anyway. Yeah, pretty sure it's 66. Okay, we're going to go in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Echo Tips podcast.
We have one that Ricky uses, and that's the one that she uses because it's easier for smaller hands. My hands are a little larger, so they don't necessarily fit on the type cover as well. So that's why I have three. So that's why I have the three. Three.
The what?
Two, one.
The first consumer release is currently at the production plant being assembled. And sorry, I paused there because there was a door closing. The first production release is currently at the production plant being assembled.
Hang on, that's one of my colleagues just walked into the room. I've been sorry.
I'll try again.
He's gone now. Sorry about that, guys.
Why did Nick?
You're fine.
It was Nick, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, the first production batch is now at the assembly house being assembled.
We also, I guess, should mention before you go, your website and contact info. People have questions, or maybe they live somewhere else in the world and they want to try to check one of these down.
Yeah. So it's Bristol Braille. That's BRISTOL. Braille, BRAILLE, .co.uk. That's our website, and you'll find distribution options there for you, wherever you live in the world. You can also contact us at inquiries, ENQUIES, I've got that in the end, at bristolbraille.co.uk.
Do you want to respell that?
Yes. You can also contact us at inquiries, that's ENQUIES at bristolbraille.co.uk.
That's inquires.
Sorry, there's an R there, Ed.
All right, this is a problem with me doing it. Go on then. Why don't you start from the top, Liam?
And it's also the British spelling. You should have. Is the other one alias to it?
The other one does alias.
We don't have both. We should set that up, actually.
Why don't we just say. No, I have done, Liam. It's fine. So we'll just say inquiries at bristolbraille.co.uk. They both go to it.
Okay.
Cool.
Go ahead one more time.
Okay, so our website is bristolbraille.co.uk. That's spelled BRISTOL, braille.co.uk.
2015 wasn't just our inaugural year, our first launching of this fledgling little thing we call a podcast. No, it was when we saw Ira for the first time in San Diego at CES. Ira was doing demonstrations.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of parts of that sentence. First of all, CSUN's in San Diego, not CES. I'm confused. I thought it was 2016. So.
Well, here, let's cut back, take.
Okay, we'll let you cut. Fine. If you want.
Three. Two. 2015 wasn't just. I needed to cough anyway. Thank you. Three, two.
Accessibility actually got quite the big promo with the demo of the new voice control feature from the stage and some love for accessibility in the sort of...
No, come here. Follows the keynote. Come here.
And that was pretty groovy. It was sort of an auspicious beginning.
Come here.
Work out in terms of all the bugs and the like. I just kept talking since I'm recording my own track. I figure you can pull that.
Yep, perfect. Sorry.
No problem.
I let her out to get a drink. Her little hiney's going back in the kennel. Come here. Gracie, come.
New dog. Who this?
New dog, yes.
Just keep going because Patrick Gordon's cut the tracks out.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was 13.
Jake called him George.
Yeah.
George and Gracie.
Yeah, there you go. Say goodnight, Gracie. Okay.
One so last really slip into the outtakes. You made it, Lise. You made it.
Huh?
She's a talker. That's funny. So. Okay, so we'll roll Shelly back in.
Roll Shelly back in.
Two.
So it was an auspicious release, at least from the outset.
Thank you so much, Bartle. We really appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay.
Wasn't too painful. I'll let you know when it's out. Do you have a Twitter yet?
I have no Twitter, no. So,
okay,
sorry.
I don't know if the
bit. No Twitter and Facebook. It's too much to use all this.
Does the company have one yet or not?
No, not at the moment. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll still let you know when it's out so you can, if you can want to share it with anyone, you can. Or
are you on Twitter or anywhere else? Or
Yes, I am on Twitter. I don't really use it that much.
Oh, and then we'll just cut that then.
Okay.
Forget it.
I have one.
I mean, it's up to you if you want to give it out or not.
It's like...
But if you don't actually check it, then...
I mean, I can check it. Never mind.
Okay, then we'll skip that.
I have...
Then we'll throw on the outtake show.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Throw it there. Yeah. Let me think. I think email would be the best way.
Cool. Awesome. Yep. The train's coming through. Hold on a second. Give me one after this. Okay. There's through. Okay. 3, 2.
We have several of you actually listening to us on Spotify. We appreciate that. It's been a running joke on the podcast, but it's real. People are actually subscribing to us. You can also find us in various places as well. Remember, you can just look for the phone to ring right as Joe is doing the wrap up.
Yeah. It was a good one. It was really good. You were on a roll.
Oh, even better. Just useless call. There's not even a spam call. This is,
right.
Well care. It's probably Kyle's doctor's appointment. Thank you. All right. 3, 2. I forgot where I was going. Okay.
Spotify, places to listen to. Yeah.
That's going to do it, everyone. We will see you for 189, whatever that might actually be, the next time. Next week. Yeah, that's yeah, what, with then. The podcast rust will be off by then, right?
Maybe.
Totally? Okay.
Maybe.
Cool.
Bye. Bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, before we stop recording, only because I know that you usually ask it, do you want me to give Twitter info?
Oh, we didn't ask you. Mm-mm. How rude.
Sorry. I had to readjust. Yeah, I was like leaning way back and I sounded different. Okay.
Yeah, just roll in and he'll edit around.
Okay.
Yeah, just say, and you can contact me, blah, blah.
Yeah. And you can contact me on Twitter at, that was screechy. This apartment acoustics magnifies so many things. Okay. 3, 2, 1. And you can contact me on Twitter. I am at LISASALI. It's actually just the first 8 letters of my name. Someone once said to me, if you knew how much that was going to mess with people's heads, would you have done it? And I don't know, but it really has. And so that's how you can find me on Twitter.
If you weren't my coworker at one point, I would never have learned how to spell that name, to be fair. And so you were my coworker, and so that's where I learned it the hard way.
Well, it was weird because I really didn't think about it. I'm just like, okay, it's when I set up my first email, they needed 8 letters. And Salinger was 8. And so I couldn't do like L Salinger. And so I just did that. And
L Salinger.
My government one was Jostie. Joeste. So
well, I
that
loved,
sounded horrible in speech all the time.
I love
the show
when in the ticketing system at Serotech, when it would say Joeste owner, and so it would sound like the ticket was coming from Joe Stoner. Oh my lord, did I laugh the first time I heard that?
Rodney, you guys did some demo cast not too long ago, right?
Did we? I'm not sure.
I don't know. You tell me. That was a generic throw.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one.
I'm sitting here dragging out the pub so you can pimp, and you are a podcast devotee, yet you did not have your pimpage ready?
Well, you know what they say, my man. Pimping ain't easy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Smoke a fatty for this pimp daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a wrestling reference for those who are wondering what the hell did we just talk about.
Yeah, brother.
What the hell did you guys just talk about?
I don't know, but we sure ain't found Sweet Sapphire yet. but
stand
it,
back.
When you put the echo effect on it, I had tears in my eyes. That's going to be somebody's ringtone at some point. It's going to be the hurricane theme. It's just going to be... Going to be at convention. Somebody's going to call me and I'm going to bust out laughing for no apparent reason.
Okay. Okay. Let me try and do my wrap up then.
Okay. 3, 2, 1 then.
3, 2, 1. And
that's going to do it, folks. Thanks for listening to episode 33 of That Android Show. I am JJ Meadow. And as you come towards the holidays, you can go to atguys.com and get all sorts of accessories for your Android device, and also check out Blind Bargains for all your holiday deals at blindbargains.com. That's going to do it, folks. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Oh, bye-bye. Nice to have that back.
Yeah, it is. It's nice to have. That's why I didn't say anything. I thought we've got to have a good gap.
Well, I
after
liked
that.
Steve's
bye-bye.
Manly bye-bye last time. That bye-bye. Made me feel good.
Bye-bye. Oh, I must remember that. I must get deeper.
Bye-bye. Bye. Goodbye.
Yes, they did. We wrap up the ACB 2014 trilogy with information from BOM, Accessimed, and Lutheran Braille Workers, among others. Boy, was that great timing.
It's a really good thing that I didn't have anything to say. Hey, would you like to do the wrap on this episode?
No, I think the listeners should hear this.
Yeah. You mentioned that there's still more convention coverage to come in 2014. Sponsored.
Now get off my lawn!
Sponsored by our friends. It was an elegant insight. And the Black and Decker Corporation.
Let's see if I can do this with a straight face with that going on.
Okay, yes, please do, because I'm not.
I will keep this very short and sweet because okay. I'm going to laugh otherwise.
Do you want me to unplug my USB? I can
no.
just unplug. Okay.
No, this adds to the fun. A professional accepts every fun. Kind of challenge.
That's what I call it. Torture okay. and torment.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then it stops.
It stops. Oh. No, you just thought I was stopping. I'm going to get right up in here. Okay. In 3, 2. You've been listening to coverage from ACB 2014, brought to you by Mailbag and Jamie Pauls.
They're just going to look at the reflections in your glasses. You're doomed. You're doomed. Just saying. Jay walked away, so I wasn't sure, Patrick.
Oh,
so,
what?
All right. you had walked away, so I'll do a proper send send back and send off.
Okay. Okay.
He's hungry,
well, that's
apparently.
Really going to do.
Yeah, fine.
He just wants to get one last outtake in. Well, that's really going to do it this time, and we appreciate it. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful, happy new year. We hope you've enjoyed our podcasts, and we hope you stay with us next year. Remember to like or share this with friends, and not only that, rate other shows like Shelley's or those over at Blind... 3.
Blind something?
2. I had
those other ones, the
blind tweets,
the
and
blind
so now I'm stuck.
Yeah, that blind yeah. thing, whatever.
Yeah, just, you know, one of those blind shows. Yeah. Now it's my turn to put one in before 2019 ends. All right. 3, 2, 1. be sure to do one for someone else that it might recommend who's doing something in the similar space. Remember, Rising Tide lifts all boats. We all do it together. There are some great shows out there. Blind Abilities does some stuff. There's this place I've been doing it for a while. I mean, I don't listen, but Mac Accessibility, I hear, is really good. You should listen to that and rate them too, and others.
But I don't listen.
This is the little show that just won't die.
You should have listened because you missed our episode. You missed our episode called Why Joe Steinkamp Eats All That Weird Shit.
Okay.
It is the podcast that never ends. It goes
on trying to figure out where the actual end of the show is supposed
to be. Started it and people started
we're just trying to make the outtakes, that's all.
Because people won't stop talking.
Yeah, I don't know where the actual out is.
You just like put Auld Lang Syne over the end of us talking.
Or just grab the ending from last year.
Welcome to the 20 year in review for 2018, everybody. We talked an entire year, and so now we'll go over that as well.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. This has been the Blind Bargains year in 2019 AT
was
review.
Like, it felt it like it was really just fun. An hour ago. Like but here us, we are, tweet it's 2020, us, and time to talk about evil. The news.
Bye now. You're welcome. There you go.
Three, two, one. So happy holidays, everybody. Jay, anything else? Exactly. Good night, everybody.
So, inquiring minds have got to know. Jay, was that you drinking during the podcast?
I was drinking. I actually wasn't drinking this year. Joe usually does. Yeah, so he usually has a
Somebody
beer.
Had like a plastic bottle with a cap on it.
Oh,
who
yeah. I have
that?
I have a Market Pantry bottle of water. Flavored water.
I am amazed at how much you were putting down in each chug. Like, I'd listen for the cap to go off, and I'd be like, here he does, here he goes. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was one chug a lug. You must have been good fun at college parties.
He still might be, yeah. You never know.
Like, he doesn't need to breathe, he just inhales it.
We go through a fair amount of, if you ever show up at CSUN, we go through a fair amount of drinks there. Well, we
I would
do.
Imagine.
Well, actually, Jogo's about at 9. Jay on my show,
but
I had Jay on my show, and so I had 3 tracks. I had him and Flo Ion and myself, and I could when we were talking, because I boosted everybody up, I could hear Jay picking up the bottle and just like you know, and I could see the sound pat form, the waveform, and I would just like, oh look, there comes a bottle cap. Here you go. Oh, delete, silence.
But the amount that he's getting in one gulp is like. Wow, I'm impressed.
Is this going to be 204? What number is this going to be, y'all? So I can find in my file.
204. To defend my honor and not my fiance's, you know, she's an introvert that likes to go to bed early, and I can't just not go out the door with my fiance. So, but there was a time where I used to hang with you, sir. There was a time.
Well, I'm going to let you end it. My driver apparently was really close.
Oh, well, cool.
But thanks, Angela. Thanks. Yeah, that's it. I trust you can end the show. You got this.
Yeah, not a problem. All right. So thank you, Angela. And of course, thank you to David Ward, who gave us a wonderful tip this week. Remember, you can follow us over at Blind Bargains. That's at Blind Bargains on Twitter. You can follow all the stuff that's going on at AT Guys. If you're doing follow me over at Ranger Station, all one word, Twitter, talking about more stuff. Mortal Kombat 11 has talking menus. So cool. And so me and a lot of the blind Mortal Kombat fans are talking on Twitter about the game. I was actually in Starkville for a week, and my skills got really, really bad because I haven't been playing for a week. We also have some things coming up over the next couple of weeks. Of course, we've got WWDCC. I don't want to say it the other way.
And then this person got to Ben. So much for this episode of Blind Bargains. Thank you, Patrick, for you for making us sound better than we actually are and editing things out when Jay has to run out. So much more to come up and so much more to talk about. Send us tips, conversations, thoughts, anything you have about the podcast, send it over to feedback@blindbargains.com. That's going to do it for episode 180. We will see you next week for 181. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Okay. I hope he stopped his recording. That would really be bad if he didn't stop his recording. He's going to take up his whole hard drive.
Dimitri's room, and I had around four or five cocktails. That got me really, really going. So then I went downstairs to the pool bar and had three beers and then a shot of vodka. And then that's at that point where I was really, really f***ed up. Like, I was stumbling. I wasn't able to walk. Yeah, and I came to your room, and I was like, what's up, buddy?
Later.
Hey Google, time?
6:02.
F*** you, John.
Jesus f***ing Christ.
Have a great week, everyone.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
See ya. Oh wait, no, I guess not. Feel ya?
Wah, wah.
Yeah, cut that out, Patrick. That was stupid.
Hey, it, we just found put, a new outtake.
Put
Yay,
that
Scott made
garbage.
It into the outtake show.
Yay, I'm a star. Yay.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for BBQ episode 205. I hope you enjoyed this episode more than they did. I certainly did. Okay, enough of that. My voice is still not quite right yet, so I can do things like that. Anyway, as you can probably tell from some of these outtake shows, producing... I made my own outtake right there. As you can probably tell from... As you can probably tell from these outtake shows, producing a quality product isn't always as easy as it seems, so if you like what we do, give us a boost on your podcast player of choice, and of course, check out blindbargains.com for all the latest deals, news, and information, and all that stuff that Kiffany says at the end of every program. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Blind Bargains. You can follow Joe at Ranger Station, all one word. And if for some really weird reason you want to follow me, you can at Boris in a Box. That's B-O-R-R-I-S in a box, because having only one R is boring, and boring only has one R. Well, that's going to do it for 2019. We're quite a ways into 2020 by this point, so what's a few days between friends? See you next time, whenever that is.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2020.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. Sure, yes, it is. Yeah.